Monday night's Four Corners report, Cash Splash, alleged that the funds dedicated to saving the River Murray may be ending up in someone else's pocket. This follows a Four Corners report on the ABC a couple of years ago, also raising controversy about the basin. The Wire's Oliver Brown looks into what's been going on since then.
Monday night's Four Corners report, Cash Splash, alleged millions of dollars of taxpayers' money set aside for the Murray-Darling Basin Plan is being stolen by big business. South Australian Senator for the Greens and spokesperson for Water, Sarah Hanson-Young, is visiting affected river communities today. She says, in spite of a previous Four Corners program alleging corruption in river management, very little has changed.
Despite all of the controversy over the last couple of years in relation to the mismanagement, maladministration and corruption surrounding the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, there are brazen attempts still from big corporate irrigators, from foreign investors and big business to manipulate and rot the system still. The reports in the Four Corners show this week were in relation to money that has been handed over in the last 18 months. So this is not old, this is new. And they know they can get away with it because the federal government has turned a blind eye. They say there's nothing to see here. Well, we've had a million dead fish in the Murray-Darling Basin this year. We've got dairy farmers who don't have enough water to feed their stock here where I am in the Riverina today. And we've got multinational companies who are cashing in. The spirit of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan was to try and save the river system and to share the water resources more fairly. But what we've got instead is big corporations ripping everybody off.
You have called for a freeze on the funding of the Murray-Darling Water Project so the Auditor General can do a review. How likely do you think this is to happen?
Well, there are serious questions about the amount of money that is being handed over from taxpayers by the government to these big corporations. No one can account for each of the dollars and each of the litres of water that is meant to be recovered. We need an immediate freeze on these government accounts. We need the Auditor General called in, and we also need a Royal Commission because people have been turning a blind eye to this for far too long. This is Australia's taxpayers' money and it's being wasted and the river is still dying. Communities are suffering. It's not a fair sharing of our resources.
The National Farmers Federation and other farmers groups, since the report's release, have actually called out the ABC and have raised concerns that they were misrepresented. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm here in the Riverina today on the banks of the Murray River and I'm about to go up to the Murrumbidgee. I'm talking to local farmers and irrigators who in this area feel extremely let down by these national bodies like the National Farmers Federation, Cotton Australia and others, because they're being ignored. Their local voice is being ignored. What we know is that these big peak bodies are doing the bidding of big corporate Australia, not the bidding of family farmers, local farmers or their local communities.
The Greens aren't alone in demanding action. Senator Rex Patrick of the Centre Alliance also supports a national royal commission.
Only a royal commission will have the jurisdiction to deal with both officials and participants in commercial entities and indeed overseas entities. There have in some cases allegations relating to entities that are registered in the Cayman Islands. Of course, we also need to have a full water audit as well. We need to look at what is coming into the river, what is being diverted, what the return flows are, what the effects of climate change are, how much water is being taken out as a result of floodplain harvesting. None of this is well understood, and that's highly problematic in the context of a $13 billion plan.
Senator Patrick says his party plans to also ensure this issue be investigated federally.
Centre Alliance will move to establish a select committee into the governance of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. We have a situation at the moment where there are five states involved and a federal parliament. We have different water rules, we have different compliance, we have different enforcement, we have different management styles right across the basin, and I'm of the view that that is simply not helping the situation. We need to examine that in great detail and work out how best to run the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. We have situations where I go into the Senate and I ask questions about the expenditure of public money and I run into a big wall when money has been transferred across to a state and the state is managing the execution of an element of the program, we've got general opaqueness as to how this money is being spent, and that's not a good thing from an oversight perspective.
That's Senator Rex Patrick from the Centre Alliance finishing off that report. For The Wire's Oliver Brown.